Poor Aggie was tired too, but she did not think of herself. She laid the basket on the ground and took the heavy boy in her arms, wrapped her ragged shawl round him, and then gave him the snowdrops to hold while she staggered on under his weight. But though the little girl's arms and back ached, and though she could only breathe with difficulty under her heavy burden, no word of discontent passed her lips, but with cheering, patient words she brightened her brother's face, until at length he said he was rested and would walk a bit. At last they had reached the great town and were walking through the crowded, bustling streets. What had been moisture in the woods, glistening on the leaves and moss and ferns, and hanging in drops from the flowers, was mud in the city, where it was mixed with dirt and dust, and the snowdrops looked purer than ever when contrasted with the blackness and grimness of the things around them.